Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Lou Dobbs with the Great America Show Midday Update for April 14th. Iran attacked Israel with hundreds of rockets and missiles last night, and the Israeli Defense Force says the U.S., the U.K., and Israel successfully intercepted 99% of them. By the way, the Arab state of Jordan also joining with the U.S., the U.K., and Israel in defending Israel. There's been, to this point, no specific casualty or damage report from Israel. Public reports that the Biden regime have told the Israelis that the United States will not support them if they choose to retaliate against Iran for this attack. Now, you have to wonder if the Biden regime told the Iranians that would be their position even before Iran attacked Israel. Israel deserves full support of the United States. And what in the world is Joe Biden doing? And what would be the U.S. position if those rockets and missiles had been launched against the U.K. or the United States? Biden is playing with fire, geopolitical fire, and it could turn conflict fire quickly. Misguided and reckless, I personally can't imagine how the Israelis could permit such a powerful attack against their country and do nothing. Israel has struck Iran proxy Hezbollah forces this morning and their weapons and munitions in southern Lebanon, eastern Lebanon. That is hardly a proportionate Israeli response to Iran's first attacks directly on the state of Israel. And coupled with Iran's blunt warning to Israel to not retaliate, the Biden regime has put Israel in a difficult position. If it chooses not to retaliate, it will appear to the Arab street that Israel is bowing to Biden or has been intimidated by Iran. Not smart strategy by the Biden regime. Tomorrow there's a test vote that gives the Republicans a second chance to do the right thing, to follow the Constitution and block the FISA reauthorization. Representative Anna Paulina Luna forcing a procedural vote before the legislation can be forwarded to the Senate. Speaker Mike Johnson can save his soul and do the right thing. Reverse his vote. His vote passed the legislation. 86 Republicans in all voting for that reauthorization for warrantless surveillance of American citizens and the Congress and the Senate, you name it, by the FBI and the intel agencies. And still, they voted for it. And by the way, they've spied on President Trump now for 9 years, spied on the Intel Committee, as I said, in both houses of Congress. And still, the fools voted for it. Let's see what happens this time. You don't often get second chances in the swamp. I'm Lou Dobbs with the Great America Update.